Hi there, this is Bijoy Sengupta and welcome to my podcast. Today's podcast is about chronological history of revenue management. This is a follow-up from my earlier podcast which introduced you to the basics of revenue management and the basic definitions of revenue management. So let's get right into the chronological history of revenue management. But before I get into this, please, if you want to know more and complete a course about the basics of revenue management, please log on to udemy.com and look for Bijoy Sengupta. You will find my course there. So to understand any subject better, it is important that we know a bit of history. From my previous podcast, it is now clear that revenue management has existed from time immemorial, but at the end of the 20th century and the earlier 21st century, that's our time right now, this time has been crucial in shaping the documented history of revenue management. In the mid-1970s, deregulation of airlines was in the offing, and it all started with the Airline Deregulation Act of 1978. With the implementation of this act, the United States Civil Aviation Board stopped the control of airline prices. Until then, the airline prices were strictly controlled and regulated by the US Civil Aviation Board. After the passing of this act, the airline industry went ahead to plan for massive innovation to help them make profits and maximize capacities. So immediately after, in the 1980s, American Airlines and Delta Airlines started early bird offers, taking customers by surprise with cheap fares to those who would like to be rewarded for booking in advance. By doing this, what the airlines essentially did was that they ensured that they achieved the minimum load on most flights by influencing travelers to book with the lure of cheap rates. Thus, revenue management was able to change and influence consumer behavior. Minimum loads meant that majority of routes had a very high possibility of turning profitable, which was not the case earlier. When airlines were regulated, all seats were sold at the same price all the time. However, deregulation allowed airlines the freedom to use rates and routes to create demand and make more profits by using the fundamentals of revenue management. With better knowledge and use of revenue management, the late 1980s saw the creation of pricing levels. Seats in a flight were sold at different rates if booked at different times. This created excitement among the customers, and they started planning in advance. This also assisted the hotel industry because travel plans were now being made much in advance than before and helped hotels with much needed cash flow in advance. It was much later that hotels would adopt such a practice. I must confess, I'm not a big fan of the food that is provided on airlines. It makes me feel different and uneasy, and I know of many friends, colleagues, and family members who feel the same. So when I fly, it really doesn't matter if food is included in the rate or not. I also don't need a business class when I'm flying short haul. This demand category and preference group influenced airlines to start the low-cost carrier business models in the late 1990s. No frills at all, no business class, compromise leg space to add an additional row of seats, chargeable food and service to a large extent. Most were not complaining. Airlines benefited immensely by making changes to the way they approached their pricing and load management. And in the mid-1990s, car rentals and hotels too wanted the benefit. This was the start of a widely accepted era of revenue management. This included the acceptance of customers to resign to the fact that the person sitting next to you on the seat may have paid a quarter of the price I paid for my seat. People were okay with that now. The education of customers started then. The late 1990s also saw investment in revenue management systems and adaptation of this discipline widely by the hotels and rental industry. Hotels for the first time started developing team members who had an analytical bent of mind to take up the role of a revenue manager. This was more in prevalence in the United States and Europe though. A revenue manager brought a level of expertise which a receptionist normally couldn't, even a general manager couldn't. A specialized role executed by a person who was monitoring the pulse of the business. Eventually, in the late 1990s, nearing the turn of the millennium, hotels in Asia Pacific started adopting revenue management. Hotel chains saw the return on investment in having their own revenue management systems and therefore invested heavily in them. This has paid off over time, and the innovation and upgradation of systems still continues. The current decade has seen many other industries readily adopt revenue management practices. Restaurants, spas, trains, bus services, e-education, function space, malls, retail, television, advertising, all have been operating on this principle of revenue management nowadays. So this brings me to the end of this podcast, which shared information on the chronological history of revenue management. If you want to know more about revenue management and want to go through a quick course on revenue management, log on to udemy.com and look for Bijoy Sengupta and go through the course. Have a look at the preview. If you like it, go ahead, book the course. So this brings me to the end of today's podcast. Thanks for listening in. I hope this podcast was of value to you. Look up for more podcasts. I would keep sharing updates on LinkedIn and will share the link to the various podcast platforms that my podcasts are updated on. Thanks for listening in and have a great day ahead. Thank you and goodbye. This is Bijoy Sengupta signing off.